Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A week from Monday. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
That is correct.
All right. So Dave's going to be chilling, having fun. We'll keep things going in the right direction. Or what? Some direction. We'll go straight ahead. That's what we're going to end
it's
up doing.
It's been a very fun show today. We're doing a just fine job. Dave deserves a vacation and hopefully get some much deserved like rest and relaxation.
Could not agree more. Everybody needs it, and he gets to go do some beach time. So beach time is the best time. George May, he's in with us, regular Friday guest. Hello, George.
Hey, hi.
How are you on beach time? Are you a beach time
kind of
guy?
Oh, yeah. And I would have guessed if Dave didn't take off today, he should have taken off today. You know why? Because we all should have taken off today because we deserve this after 3 weeks. Don't you feel like it's owed? So I kind of had a
Rachel,
light day.
Tell him what you said. Oh, no, wait, Andrew. Andrew, tell him what you said earlier today.
Oh, man, I was just saying, like, it's, you know, the you got, like, a little bit of a wind going out there.
But you were like, I feel like I've been released from prison.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I cannot remember what I said earlier.
Your opening line from the beginning of the show and the first thing you said to me today in the office.
Dude, I just blow it out this stupid face hole. I don't know. I say things I don't remember. People point out to me later, like, hey, you know that thing you said to me, like, 2 years ago really hurt me, and that's why we're not friends anymore. And I'm like, I could not even begin to guess what it possibly could have been that I said. I certainly didn't say it with any kind of intention or memory behind it.
I just thought that was a really good way to put it. It felt like we're out of prison. You're free. I feel free to go out of my house.
Like walking out of the door, like just now when I was getting George from the garage, like walking out the door and just not feeling like you've been punched in the face with lava. Oh, it's so good.
And he saw me come flying up that ramp on the scooter with the biggest smile on my face.
I was like, this is fun to watch.
Yeah, it was just,
I mean, you can breathe well. It's not like sweaty,
and it's good for restaurants too. Because
I was going to say, weather's got to be a big thing.
That was one of the things I wrote about because somebody said, "Hey, what does hot weather do to the restaurant business? Does it kill it?" And I thought that was a good question to ask my fellow restaurant guys. My gut says yes, it kills it, and yes, it does for a lot of restaurants, especially fine dining restaurants. Which is
interesting.
I didn't really expect to hear that, but Steve Gontram at Five Star Burger said, you know, it doesn't affect us that much. You know, these fast casual and casual places not affected so much. Breakfast places not affected so much, which makes sense because it's not beastly hot at 8 and 9 in the morning, but. I learned something from a guy named Dennis Harper a long time ago who owned Harpo's restaurant down in Columbia and also the restaurant that I worked in. And he said, when there's a change in the weather, it will change the restaurant. In other words, once it gets really hot, people won't come out for a while, but then they get used to it and start coming out again.
I get you. So once it's like initial heat.
Right. Once it gets really cold, people won't come. Or once it snows like crazy, and then after a couple, it's like...
Back to normal.
Yeah. What are we going to do? So that kind of makes sense. But
it's got to... The heat's got to kill places that have like great patios and things.
Yeah, it does. And you know, Aaron over at Herbie's, he goes, the patio people... tend not to come inside, so he kind of loses that business, which I thought. So I did learn some interesting things. But the funniest comment was from Natasha Kwan, who's got a vegan restaurant in Diego's. She's got three restaurants, and you know, everybody says it's not the heat, it's the humidity. It's not the heat, it's the dew point, she says.
Yeah,
and
no, that's Dave Murray, straight up. He'll tell us that every day.
And those weathercasters have taught us to embrace the dew point. It's a much more accurate indicator of humidity. And now we know when it's in the 70s and it got up to, I think, like 80. The dew point was 80. And if you went outside with an 80 dew point, it was the most miserable experience this side of hell that you could possibly experience.
Or prison.
Yeah, right.
As Andrew put it.
Andrew knows.
Yeah, doesn't remember it, but he said it.
So anyway, it's just interesting what restaurant guys do. At the gin room, another Natasha Barami, does a heat wave happy hour. She said, we just decided to say, you know what? Come on out. For those of you, you know, crazy enough to come out between 5 and 7, we're going to cut you some slack. And so there was a heat wave happy hour going on there Monday through Friday. But it's just interesting what, you know, you got to adapt to it. And, you know, it's been a crazy weather. You know, think about it. We had a rough winter.
Massive snowstorm that did not recover well.
No.
So I'm guessing a lot of places in the city got hit hard by the recovery being so slow.
And I think we all got kind of it kind of slapped us in the face. And then, you know, we had kind of a nice spate of weather for a minute, and then it started to rain, and then we had two tornadoes. I mean, it's been now this heat wave. It's been, one of my restaurant friends said, it's been the craziest year, you know, that I can remember, just all the extremes we got in the same year, and all that affects the business, but they're all still here.
Good.
And the other thing I put out today, maybe the most read article of the year that I do. I do it twice a year. I do it in December. Okay. The most anticipated restaurants.
So you're doing it on the 6-month intervals.
Yeah, I was a little late with the summertime
edition.
Yeah, it's
a 7 and 5, whatever.
So
same thing.
Anyway, that's and people are just like, I can't believe that with all the craziness and all the things you hear and the prices and the labor and all the woes that people keep opening restaurants. And they said, you know, how do you explain it? And I go, I can't. I really don't know. It's just.
So what's the ratio from just, if you, I mean, this is not going to be a good number. It's going to be a gut thing. Is it a 1-to-1? You know, like one closes, one opens.
No,
not exactly, but like over the course of a year.
No, I that's one thing that I do chronicle, and it averages about 1 to 3, 1 to 4 for every closing. There's 3 to 4 openings every single month.
Wait, so there's 3 just off the
yes
more openings than closings.
Wait, yeah,
okay.
And rarely in a month have the closings. Maybe one time during COVID, but
okay,
even at the
okay
recession of 2008, all these things you'd think, oh my gosh, it's going to be the end of the world. And just in, I just did the, well, when I did the June edition, we broke a record. I think I talked about this on the air one day. We had, you know, depending on how you look at it, between 30 and 36 openings in the month of June. So that's over an opening a day, and that's against 4 closings. So, you know, I think there was 36. So 4 versus, so that's 1 for every closing. There were 9 openings. That's
I'm
insane.
Bad at math, but that seems almost impossible without population growth.
Yeah, it's
unless people are just eating out more.
They are, and I think the pie is getting cut up. So I think, you know, volume is, you know, we used to do this great volume, and now we've learned to live
I
with
gotcha
less. I think
I gotcha
that happened after COVID.
I got you. Make things, sure, yeah, streamlined
just,
it a little bit.
Things just changed. People didn't go out as much during
right
COVID. They didn't go out as much after COVID. But what has helped is all this delivery, third party delivery.
That's a great point. Yeah,
and you know, Dave Glover single-handedly has helped that industry along. But so this is it's just an interesting. It's you know, as much as I think I know about this, I learn stuff every single day, and you know, I'm very humble about that, because people ask why, and I said, you know, a lot of the times I have to say I don't know. And I study it, and I make a, you know, there's guys that they chronicle the weather every single day, so they know this time next year we're going to staff this way or do this or do that. And I used to do the exact same thing, chart everything. You know, it was windy, it was this, it was that.
Huh.
And do you know what kind of difference it made?
Zero.
Not a darn thing.
Because we humans are unpredictable.
That's right. And
yeah,
it was, there was no predicting it. And I know guys that do that and they swear by it, but I did it too. And I thought, you know, this was the biggest waste of
you gotta get it, chronicling. You got to get a better analytics department.
Yeah.
Be like new Major League Baseball teams.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
George, I love the most anticipated restaurants article. I love that like so many people worked on it too. It's like it feels like the Avengers are assembling to like tell us about all these new restaurants coming out. I was really happy to see that they're going to open a restaurant in the old PW Pizza space. Tell me about Extra Wavy. This place sounds cool.
Yeah, this is the guys from Yellow Belly and Lazy Tiger. This is Travis Howard and Tim Wiggins. Just two really sharp guys that just know their stuff. One's just a great manager, and the other one's one of the best bartenders in town. So they are, they've decided to fortunately take that Vindicet building and do something in it. And there's actually going to be a whole other component that's going to be kind of banquet and event driven. But these guys are going to move into the PW Pizza space, which is kind of front and center there on the ground floor. And they're going to do, they call it East Coast Raw Bar Waves. And not sure exactly what that means, but a lot of, fresh seafood bars, things like that. And they when I talked to them about it, they said, we're not exactly sure what we're going to do, but it's going to be like nothing you've ever seen. We can promise you that. We're going to really think about this and do some crazy things. We're not just going to, follow trends. They said it will be like no other restaurant you've been in. Anybody can make that claim. Yeah. I thought, good for you guys. So, that's wearing some big britches.
You know the business, and I don't. And this is a sincere question because I'm kind of a person that is going to be drawn to something that is cool or different or new or whatever. Because of that, are people generally drawn to that?
Yes.
Like foodies are, I'm sure. Like the hardcore foodies, I'm sure are. Like are general people that, or are they more habit driven? Like I know what I like, and I'm going
to
go there.
Most people are habit driven, and they will go to the same place on Friday night and order the same food from the same server, or go to the same club. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And you're the same way as I am, and Rachel's. We've all got. Bill Cardwell told me this. Everybody's got their half dozen favorite places.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you tend to go to those a lot,
and they're usually proximity driven, right?
Proximity driven, yeah. For sure. And it's really hard to crack into that top six.
Yeah.
That if you can do that, then you've won the war. But it's really hard to do. And chefs are the same way. You get lazy, and it's hot or whatever. And I want to go out, but I don't want to drive too far. I mean, we're all kind of creatures of that. But that said, there's a whole lot of people that crave new experiences and crave things like Extra Wavy, which is, obviously it's going to be very cool. And if you look through this list, there's some pretty cool stuff going on there. There's a revolving sushi bar, which is going to be kind of interesting in the loop.
Like the one you see, like the ones that have just the conveyor belt that goes around?
Yeah, things like, yes, that's what I'm thinking it's going to be. I remember the ones in the old days where you'd have the little moat. And the things would float by. They used to do those in San Francisco. I think they did one here at one time. Little sushi boats, literally.
Little boats.
Floating by with sushi.
I kind of like that.
And you'd grab stuff.
What if we did like taco boats?
Tacos, sushi, kind of, you kind of have to keep it cold.
Taco boats
would be tough.
No, that's a good point. Kind of keep the water hot then.
Yeah.
Nice boiling water.
Nothing will keep
a taco crispy like steam coming off the water. Yeah.
But it's a cool concept because each plate is priced at a certain point, so you count up the plates and I've got $3 plates and a $4, and that's how you pay. And anyway, this is going to happen in late fall. It's called Sakatanoya Revolving Sushi and Ramen Bar, and the kid that's running it and owns it is 23. I mean, that's just cool that somebody's got the chutzpah to do that. And there's a lot of super cool things going on. And then super big things, too. You've got the Katie's Pizza people doing. She's doing her fourth restaurant down in Crestwood, and it's a monster. And right next to that is a Mexican restaurant from the Cyborgs people called the Mexican STL. I was down there poking around the other day. Anyway, these are big places.
Well, Cyborgs places are big. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's just like I always say. Don't get too crazy. Don't put your whole don't put all your eggs in one basket. Just do a small thing and then do it again. But guys like this don't see it that way. They just want to just let's do a big and make a big splash.
Hey, they're working.
Yeah,
let them rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
See how it works out, George. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Enjoy the ride home with this nice weather.
I'm just going to love every second of it.
You're just going to cruise, aren't you?
Yeah. Bugs in my teeth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, TGS on a Friday. Dave out on vacation. We are keeping things afloat, at least. We are still on the air. All right, Rach.
What's up?
You got Venmo, PayPal. Like, I'm assuming everybody in our general age range has one or both, right?
Anyone out there?
Guess what we can
feel
do?
Feel free to Venmo me. What can we do?
We can use Venmo or PayPal to just donate money to help pay down the national debt.
Oh,
that just got set up last week. So now all of us patriotic Americans, we can pay down the national debt just sending them money on Venmo and PayPal.
Because
they set up an account.
So I actually
do you think they're going to get a single dollar?
Yes, I do think they will, because this is actually so you have been able to donate to the national debt since 1996. In fact, Americans have personally contributed approximately $65 million towards the national debt.
But that's not that much over that much time.
I mean, it's still kind of insane.
It's still you have to be a dumb person. I'm sorry.
I mean, you must
not care
about
your
money that
much. You're paying the national debt with your taxes. I mean, like, you're paying everything you owe the government, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to just get, we're going to turn the, we're going to, are we really going to GoFundMe our country?
I guess so.
Like, it's bad enough that we have a system where, like, somebody gets sick and now it's like, well, I don't have anything because, you know, it's not covered and, you know, we're already hosed on that. I mean, like, people have to ask the general public out of the kindness of their hearts to get treatment or some kind of medical procedure that isn't covered or what. Are we just now the GoFundMe society?
I guess so. I mean, it feels crazy. But to answer your original question, yes, I do think some people are actually going to do this.
All right. So I don't know that I can do this math. But
we can try, dang it.
We have $37 trillion in debt, and we have 330 million Americans.
Okay.
So what do we have to do to get 330 million to get to 37 trillion?
I would do it on a calculator, but I'm not sure how many zeros.
Because a trillion is 1,000 billions,
ugh,
and a billion is 1,000 millions, right?
I guess. Don't ask me.
So if we multiply 330 million in the ways that it takes, we would all have to donate. I can't even do it.
Yeah.
You're right. There should be, I can't even, we would, because it won't work on a calculator because the numbers are too big.
Yeah, I would lose track of how many zeros but I had typed in.
You're dropping a bucket into the ocean. A bucket of water into the ocean means nothing.
Well, if you do want to pay down the national debt through Venmo, Venmo me, and then I will Venmo your money to the treasury. I'll just make sure it gets to the right place.
That's
good.
Rachel, just good looking out right there. So tell me why
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.